You're listening to The Lead Now with Dr. Vic Podcast.
Greetings, 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 and welcome to another episode of Lead Now with Dr. Vic. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Today, we'll explore a critical topic, leadership resilience. Now, this falls underneath the team building theme. This is the inner strength that helps leaders endure setbacks, navigate uncertainty, and inspire others, even when things get tough. We've heard the adage, tough times don't last, but tough people do. This is what we're getting to, team. Whether you're new to leadership or have decades of experience, resilience is something we can all develop and refine. And the interesting thing about resilience is that it's another one of those terms that have come to play within the last 10 years. Where we as a workforce and as a people are trying to understand what really is this resilience? How do people keep taking this tick and keep on ticking? And I recall that first year I started working at the Pentagon after that third tour to Iraq, and at the Army level, we looked at how do we define this word resilience? What exactly is it? How after at this point, this is 2012, at this point, the war in Iraq and Afghanistan has been going on for over a decade. And how are soldiers able to make multiple deployments and still maintain their sanity and still maintain the tenacity to bring about results, still take care of their teammates, and still have mission accomplishment? And so we sought after this thing called resilience. And I recall we made a team or a directorate called a Comprehensive Soldier Fitness Resiliency. And we defined resiliency. Then we had master resiliency trainers, and they were to go across the whole Army and train resiliency and develop resiliency. And how can we become this very strong mental, emotional, and physical force that can deploy, rebound, and go back out? And not only did that work within the Army, but that whole term resilience spread across the whole Department of Defense, and each agency or each branch of service was responsible for building some level of resiliency training. And then as I departed the Army and worked in academia, and most notably after COVID-19, the term resilience popped up again, this time in the civilian sector, in corporate America, as we all looked at ways to develop this very strong workforce that can bounce back. So team, when we start talking about the word resilience and how do we build resilience as a leader, this is a very important episode as we look at how do we develop this skill set, how do we leverage this, how do we incorporate this with our teammates, and most importantly, how do we celebrate it? So as customary, when we start looking at these new terms and are introducing concepts, I like to level set because each one of us may have heard the word resilience, but really, what does it truly mean? So let's define it. At its core, resilience is the capacity to recover from difficulties. In leadership, resilience means staying grounded and solution focused, especially when things don't go as planned. What was the famous thing Mike Tyson said? Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. Same thing. Just as much as you're planning, guess what? Murphy's planning too. You know Murphy's Law. Just as much as you're planning for A, B, and C and all these contingencies, Murphy's waking up at 9 o'clock as well. And Murphy's Law is thinking at ways that it can really come in between you and your objective. You ever also heard of Chuck? You get stuck like Chuck. So you have Murphy and you have Chuck. They're waking up the same time you are to try to find a way to play into your master plan. Murphy's Law comes to play so you can be stuck like Chuck. So again, when things don't go as planned, that's when a leader in that level of resilience can stay grounded and solution focused. But this is critical to that definition. It's not about avoiding challenges or setbacks. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about avoiding it. We're not talking about distractions. We're not talking about deflecting. It's not about avoiding the challenge or the setback. Instead, it's about using those experiences to grow stronger and lead more effectively. So we ask the question, why is resilience so essential to leaders? Well, leaders are often the ones tasked with making tough decisions under pressure, guiding teams through uncertainty, and showing up with confidence in the face of adversity. So this requires a unique blend of mental toughness and adaptability. Resilient leaders don't just bounce back. They come back with insight, which helps them guide their teams more effectively. Personal story, team. After my mom died, that next month, I went through a divorce. And I can tell you, anyone who's experienced the pain of a parent dying and then the pain of divorce, and you combine those back to back. Now, this is way past the point of I've already completed my 3 tours to Iraq. I've already done a successful career. I've already completed my PhD. I've already done all these great things. But as an individual, these two seemingly life-altering events occurred back to back. Now, I could leverage my leadership resilience from these tours to Iraq, but this is where that resilience internally impacts you in your personal life as well as your professional life. As I went through that experience, team, again, you can't avoid that. You cannot avoid that. And the mental and the emotional strain and stress and the physical manifestation of all that mental and emotional stress comes about. Can't avoid it. But that mental toughness, team. Oh, it sucked. It was painful to go through it, trust me. But the resiliency, as I stated, tough times don't last, tough people do. And I can tell you on the other end of that, I did not just bounce back, team. I came back with insight far superior than it was before I went through those trials and tribulations. A level of wisdom, a level of knowledge, a level of insight, a level of purpose, a reset, a restoration that now not only as an individual, as I lead my family, my 2 kids, as I lead within the classroom, as I lead within the boardrooms, as I lead these organizations, as I lead in a community, the level of insight, team, and purpose going through that tough time and bouncing back to leap, that is the piece of resilience. Those tough decisions under pressure and encountering challenges so severe that it creates a level of doubt that can you make it through? But you can, because not dead can't quit. So again, team, resilient leaders don't just bounce back. They come back with insight. I would say a level of vengeance, a level of purpose, a level of tenacity that allows them to guide their teams more effectively. So now that we've defined the word resilience, what are those components of leadership resilience? Let's just break those down. What contributes to resilience in leadership? We can think of these as resilience muscles that can be strengthened with practice and intentional focus. That's the beauty of this life journey, team. We talk about neuroplasticity. I shared with you, I found a newfound love for the psychology, the neuroscience of leadership, the neuroscience of emotional intelligence, just who we are, why we are the way we are. And understanding that neuroplasticity, that we are always learning, we can always grow. We subscribe to that growth mindset I spoke about a couple weeks ago. But when we talk about the resilience muscle, we can strengthen this. Oh, I don't have resilience, Dr. Vic. This is so hard. No. we're not going to subscribe to a defeatist attitude. That's not what we do. So we know that there's a resilience muscle that can be strengthened with practice and intentional focus. Keyword, emotional regulation. That's the first step towards this key component. This is that first muscle we want to work on. And again, I say the word emotional regulation. It goes back to that first episode of this podcast, which was on emotional intelligence. We talk about emotional regulation. Emotional resiliency. An emotionally resilient leader is able to manage their emotions without letting stress or frustration control their decisions. Team, we're all emotional beings. The key is, how do you regulate that same emotion? Yes, you're upset. Yes, you're disappointed. Yes, you're angry. Yes, you may be sad. Yes, that deadline came at the last minute. Yes, your employee keeps coming late and has the oddball excuses. The key thing is now, how do you manage that same level of passivity, anxiety, nervousness, anger, frustration, overwhelming? How do you do that? How do you manage that? This is the key. A resilient leader takes a moment to step back. Can I respond versus react? A resilient leader takes a moment to step back, assesses the situation, responds thoughtfully rather than reacting out of impulse. Right here, this helps maintain a positive atmosphere, team, even during tough times. Techniques like mindfulness or simply pausing to breathe deeply can support this ability to self-regulate under pressure. There's a box breathing exercise, team, I subscribe to this day. Again, I don't go through three tours of Iraq over 36 months of combat time and come back the same. I've had to learn levels of emotional regulation, stress management, mindfulness, therapy, and all these different ways of breathing and mindfulness just to reset. The second component as we build this muscle, adaptability. Resilient leaders are flexible. They know that change is inevitable and are open to adjusting their plans when necessary. Again, team, building contingency plans. Instead of seeing change as a threat, they approach it as an opportunity to innovate. How do we maximize this opportunity? Ooh, team, we have change coming. What can we do here? Let's embrace this. Let's rally around this. We will be adaptable. So think of adaptability as a mindset. It's about being willing to pivot rather than getting stuck in a fixed way of doing things. All right. I'm foot stomping the growth mindset. A Carol Dweck. Okay. Third muscle, perseverance and optimism. A resilient leader has the strength to keep moving forward, even when the road gets rough. They don't give up on their vision or goals. They just find new paths to get there. Team, what do we do with obstacles? What do we do with barriers? We run through them, go over them, go under them, but we will not get stopped through them. That obstacle is going to be one of three ways: personnel, policy, or procedure. We find new paths to get there. Optimism plays a big role here. Resilient leaders are often able to see potential in even the most challenging situations. This optimism doesn't mean ignoring problems. It's about looking at setbacks as temporary and solvable rather than catastrophic. Hey, we've been here. We see this a hard hill to climb, but it's not impossible to climb. Yes, it looks bleak, but not dead, can't quit. I still got breath in my lungs. I still got sight in my eyes. I still have the ability to hear. Let's go. Let's go. Number 14, when you're building this resilient muscle, support systems. Even the most resilient leaders don't go at it alone. Having a solid support system, whether it's mentors, peers, friends, or family, provides the perspectives and encouragement when things get difficult. Leaders who build these networks tend to have greater resilience because they have people to turn for advice, feedback, or simply a reminder to strengths. I say, who's your Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Who are those people in your tribe, your support system, that will stand in the fire, that will stand in the fire with you and bring you through this thing? That's what you're looking for in your support system. Self-reflection and continuous growth is the final muscle to strengthen. Resilient leaders actively reflect on their experiences to learn from them. They ask the question like, what can I take away from this? Or how can I improve? Team, again, they use the setbacks as fuel for growth. Team, I'm telling you, this habit for self-reflection creates a mindset where challenges become stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. As deep as that pit was, there's a poem called Invictus. Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole. I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. Team, as dark as it was for me, in this level of resilience, I will tell you right now that allowed me to go ahead and go through a hard process of life. But this hard process of life did not cause me to fold. Trust and believe. Trust and believe. I was in a situation. But as I continued to peel back and go through that self-reflection, it became a stepping stone for who I am today. So team, as we close out, you know I have some practical strategies. No questions today. No questions. Just things for you to think about. A few practical strategies as you develop resilience. Number one, practice mindfulness and grounding techniques. When stress levels rise, they're coming, team. It's not about stress elimination. It's called stress management. Stress is coming. Let's embrace it. It's going to be here. The key is when it comes, resilience can't falter. But regular practices like mindfulness or meditation help leaders stay present and centered, even during chaos. You don't need hours to practice, team. Just taking a few moments each day to breathe, ground yourself, and clear your mind can have a lasting impact. Again, I use the box breathing technique. It's significant. Look that up, team, and I can add some more regarding resources on the site. Number two thing, as far as a practical strategy. Set realistic expectations for yourself and your team. One common cause of stress and burnout is unrealistic expectations. Instead of pushing for perfection, aim for progress and encourage your team to do the same. Resilience isn't about avoiding mistakes. It's about knowing that mistakes are part of the growth. It's not a zero defect game, team. This life journey is not a zero defect. When I had my life-altering event in 2013, I shared with you in that initial LTUI story. I was burned out between three combat tours, working at the Pentagon, ministry, fatherhood, marriage, and working on my PhD. I could not maintain the pace, and I almost died. Real talk. Busted my head literally to the white meat. And I had the stitches, and I definitely had the scar to prove it. The burnout's realistic. So to set realistic expectations for yourself and your team, looking for incremental progress. Yes, you may not have started out the job the right way. And you may have had that more negative or marginal performance appraisal. But every month, you're incrementally increasing. Yes, freshman year, college, or sophomore year, or you just had a bad semester, and you didn't end it the way you wanted to. But guess what, team? You're still in the game. Are you making incremental progress? Instead of pushing for perfection, we're looking for progress. That's all about this life journey. The third practical strategy I have for you, team, reframe challenges as opportunities. The challenge, we continuously have been groomed to look at this negative outlook on life. Oh, I failed this test, or this happened wrong, what have you. How about we just look at these challenges as opportunities? A resilient mindset can transform how we view setbacks. Instead of seeing them as failures, try to reframe them as opportunities to learn or innovate. This shift in perspective helps build optimism and keeps you moving forward. Number four in this resilient strengthening practical strategy, foster a culture of resilience. Encourage resilience, team, by promoting open communication, celebrating the small wins, and acknowledging challenges openly. When team members see you handling adversity, when they see you handle adversity with resilience, not that you handled it, is that you handled it with resilience, they're more likely to adopt the same mindset. Leaders lead by example. Fifth and final muscle, team, build a habit of reflective journaling. I have in my phone 7 years worth of journals in that notes. And there's days I look back and say, wow, this is what I was going through, and this is where I'm at now. And being able to reflect on my growth in some very hard times of life has been liberating as I look through the eyes of a more advanced and more emotionally intelligent human being. At the end of each day or week, team, take a few moments to jot down challenges you faced and what you learned from them. This simple practice reinforces the habit of learning from setbacks and gives you a record of your growth over time. That is it, team. Team, I've enjoyed this. Again, resilience is such an important tool to add to our kit bag. Embrace resilience as a lifelong journey. Again, the LTY movement, limited time to make an unlimited impact, is more than just leadership. It's about the way of life. Having resilience as a leader has transformed me significantly, not just as a father, but most importantly, as a human. As I lead in communities, as I lead with my organizations, as I lead corporations and consulting, everywhere I've had, going through resilience and displaying the level of resilience has become life-changing. It's a lifelong journey, team. It's not something that happens overnight. There goes that part of self-compassion. Even the most resilient leaders face times of struggle. Trust me, the beauty of this resilience walk is transparency and authenticity. I'm an open book, because there's no mask. When you're going through a human experience, I do not care what titles you have, what God you pray to, and how much money you have in the bank. It means nothing, because that's a life journey that is for you and that life struggle. But each time we bounce back from a challenge, we get a little bit stronger and a little bit wiser. And that in turn makes us better leaders. As you go forward in your leadership journey, remember that resilience is not about avoiding difficulties. It's about learning from them, growing through them, and inspiring others to do the same. That's it, team. Thank you for joining me on Lead Now with Dr. Vic. I hope this episode inspires you to cultivate resilience in your own life and leadership. Remember to subscribe, share, and tune in next time as we continue exploring the skills that makes a difference in how we lead and live. In closing, team, thank you for joining me on Lead Now with Dr. Vic. I hope this episode inspires you to cultivate resilience in your own life and leadership. Remember to subscribe, share, and tune in next time as we continue exploring the skills that make a difference in how we lead and live. Check us out on our website, ltyconsulting.com. Until then, keep leading with heart, purpose, and resilience. Take care for now. See you next week. Dr. Vic is out.
You've just listened to the Lead Now with Dr. Vic podcast. Please tune in next week for another impactful episode.